of a couple of verses of scripture I'd like to read to you this morning. Y'all have a lot of good instruction here. I know because I used to go to church here years ago. We'll start with Brother Bobby Cole and others, I guess. A lot of good instruction. And good instruction is good. Some of y'all have one, maybe two Bible studies a week. Maybe have personal devotions. May have many good thoughts that you have. But there's sometimes one thing that I know I lack in my life. I read in Philippians, which is one of Brother Zach Guess's favorite books, and I know he's preached on it several times. I know he preached on it once or twice when I was here. So I know you've had it. Great book. I'm blessed to have that teaching. But it says in chapter 4 and in verse 9, it says, those things which ye have both learned, and you've learned a lot of things. You just can't help but learn a certain number of things if you're under the instruction of God. If you never ever read the Bible and you only came to church on Sundays, you would learn something. You'd learn quite a bit. And then it says, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the peace of God shall be with you. Well, it's that do that I would like to just emphasize for a moment. I know in my life, you hear a lot of things. Maybe you understand a lot of things. You read a lot of things. But sometimes, I don't know if people are paralyzed by fear or they're paralyzed by, they don't know if they're not in God's will, so they don't do anything at all. Well, if you've had some teaching, you know if you're on God, if you're in God's will. One of the things is, are you obedient to God? You know you're God's will. Why should I come to church on Sunday morning? Everybody says, of course, you should come to church on Sunday morning. You know you should do that. But it's the doing. We need to be sure that we get up and we do. And you may be doing things now, but don't be weary in well-doing. And don't be discouraged if you're doing. You know, Brother Philip Green spoke over at the wedding rehearsal. And one of the things he mentioned, I won't mention the other things, but one of the things he mentioned was having a passion for Christ. And we need to have a passion for Christ in our life if we're going to do anything at all. And one of those things we need to have a passion in our life is we've all heard about the law. You know, there's so many different laws. If we said, I can't do every law. I can't keep every law. It'd be impossible. Guess right, you can't keep every law. You can't even keep half the laws. The people tried. And some people have an outward appearance of doing the law, but it's not their heart. They weren't keeping the law. And in their minds, they weren't keeping the law. Even though sometimes they would have headbands with scripture on it. That'd be a great way, right? If you had the scripture right on your mind, apparently you wouldn't sin. Or if you had the long clothes with the wiper piece at the bottom, with it embroidered around yourself, people would stay away and you wouldn't sin. But still, people sin. But one of the things in fulfilling the law, and it says in Romans 13:8, it says, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Now, isn't that something? That love is the fulfilling of the law. Well, see, one thing I like about God's word, God seems to want to make it really simple for us. I know he wants to make it simple for me. Sometimes I try to make it too complicated. It's not as complicated as I think it is. Because Jesus Christ was tempted many times. He was tempted of the Sadducees. And they couldn't trip him up. They just wanted to do something to make him fail, to be a failure. He couldn't. He's Christ. He's God. God can't fail. It's not in his nature. He's just unable to do that. Isn't that great? And God One of his attributes is he cannot fail. He's successful. I'm thinking, man, that's great. Who wants to serve a loser? Who wants to follow a loser? Of course, nobody does. You want to follow someone successful. You know, these people that are that have shows about how to get rich and how to get rich quick. They're probably not going through bankruptcy at the time. They're going to be successful because they're going to show all their money and their lands and cars. Well, Christ is successful. And he makes it really easy for me. He says, and then the Pharisees, they got their shot at him. They wanted to trip him up too. So they got their man over there. And I said, okay. He says, Master, and over in Matthew 22:35, he says, Master. And you know what calls him Master? Or 36, which is the great commandment of the law? Oh, man, think of all the laws there are. He's got him now, doesn't he? I mean, which law is the one you're supposed to fulfill? I mean, take the two commandments. Pull the one you're supposed to fulfill. Which one am I going to do? Oh, no. But remember, he's Christ. He's God. He wrote the Bible. I mean, why would you go and try to trip up the man that wrote the book? It'd be crazy. But he says, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. That comes with your passion right there. With all your heart. That's what you're supposed to do. And it says, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Every part of my being, I'm supposed to love God. Because love is fulfilling of the law. So I want to love God. I want to have a passion for God. I want to have a passion for Christ. I want every fiber of being mine to be seeking God in everything that I should be doing. In all of my life. Let it fill my entire life. And then it says, this is the first and the great commandment. And the second is likened to it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. All these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. I'll tell you a short story about your pastor. It's not a bad story. It's a good story. Brother Zach sometimes hates preaching on things because you know why? Then he says, I'm going to be tested. We were driving to Parrish, Arkansas. We used to go a lot of times for holidays and Christmas. Our family was down there. So we were going down there, and he just had a small car because he had only had one or two children at the time. So we were going down there, and of course, Grandma was there, and I'm there, and Judy's there. So we're all going down the road to Arkansas, and guess what happens? You know, we're getting down there for Christmas Day. We got a schedule to keep, trying to get down there, you know, to meet everybody. They're expecting us. And all of a sudden, the exit sign for Duval's Bluff. There's a man, an old guy, a gentleman, sitting out there with his car door open. You know, there's smoke coming out of his hood. He's with his head leaned over in a seat. Oh, we probably should just pass him, right? Because he's probably a robber. He's sitting there to get us. He would attempt to get us. We had plenty of help, you know. You know, we shouldn't do it, right? I shouldn't stop. We got to get down there. But I just preached on, you know, loving thy neighbor as thyself. What do you do? It wasn't a hard decision. I mean, he knew what he should do. And what did he do? He pulled over and helped that man. And he, got him to the next exit. But the Lord blessed him. Because there, I don't remember if the station was open or what, but there was a state trooper. I don't know if the state trooper got him. But anyway, the state trooper got the man. He got him his car and was going to go get him help. And so, you know, he was blessed and acted on it. He had to stop and pull over, and get the man, put him in his car, take off to go find a station somewhere. And there's an action, that's love in action right there. Even though he didn't know the man. And the old man, he didn't look like he was an angel. He might have been. But it doesn't say love the angels unawares. It just says love thy neighbor as thyself. And so he loves his neighbor as well.